This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We learned about a week or so ago that CVS, the big pharmacy chain, is going to spend $69 billion to buy the health insurance giant Aetna. Insert relevant caveats here about regulatory approval and all of that. CVS, you might know, is already in the healthcare business, basic in-store care in what are called minute clinics. And Aetna and its policyholders could present quite the expansion opportunity, though. From the health desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein explains.
21-year-old Kimberly Nunez woke up one morning, her eye swollen by a sty. The child care worker called her doctor.
The doctor wasn't in that day or something happened that doctor couldn't go in. So when I called, they just told me to go to urgent care somewhere where they could handle it.
Nunez decided her best option was a CVS Minute Clinic in Philadelphia.
No calling, no nothing. Easy. It's very convenient. It's always the second option.
These kinds of clinics started sprouting up more than 15 years ago. Walgreens and the grocery chain Kroger's each have several hundred, but CVS is the leader with 1,100. With convenient hours and an average charge of $80, CVS says it handles 5 million appointments a year, often to treat simple stuff, ear infections, the flu, routine lab tests for diabetes or high blood pressure. But here's the big problem with minute clinics, at least for some. They often don't save consumers money.
We found that the majority of visits did not represent replacement of an ED visit, emergency department visit, or doctor's office visit.
Dr. Ativ Mehrotra is a health policy professor at Harvard.
What does that mean? It means people who otherwise would have been at home with their cold and they had chicken soup now are going and getting care.
Long story short, Mehrotra says people end up spending more money because they go to the minute clinic and to the doctor's office. CVS wants to change that. By buying Aetna, CVS all of a sudden has 47 million Aetna customers it can nudge into getting more of their care in the clinics with incentives, for example, like no copays to treat sinus infections. Beyond that, CVS's chief medical officer, Troyan Brennan, says the company plans to create what it calls healthcare hubs, where people can get fitted for glasses, their hearing tested, or buy a walker.
What we want to do is begin to convert the stores over time, but relatively rapidly, into places where people can get concierge services related to their health so that we have a full picture of their health care and that we can help guide them.
But that's not all CVS wants. The company is also going after a healthcare goldmine. People with chronic conditions, responsible for 80% of healthcare spending. Simply, CVS can make more money controlling diabetes than treating a sore throat. But these patients often have long-term relationships with their specialists, which they want to maintain, says Dr. Alan Corey, a consultant with Willis Towers Watson.
So for this to work, patients need to be assured that the information that they divulge at a minute clinic is available to their doctors.
These patients must trust the clinic is an extension of the doctor's office, says Corey, where patient records are accessible and care is coordinated. To do that, CVS must convince them to share that data. But if they do, doctors and hospitals are effectively allowing a slice of their business to walk out the door.
Relationships need to be built. Contracts need to be put in place.
With Aetna in the fold, CVS has more of an advantage, namely the insurer's 47 million patients who can be dangled as leverage to negotiate some kind of deal with the doctors and hospitals. But those hospitals and doctors still might not want to play ball. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.